Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. We've also got a Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson haiku coming up this hour from Haiku Master Aaron. We'll get to that. We've got this story right here. The very worst way to die. Apropos of nothing, as my friend Martin used to say. We'll get to that. You know, the thing about this couple in Mobile... And you know, the thing about the South is... It's the Rick Emerson Show, by the way. We're here with Sarah Dillon, Clyde Lewis, Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom. But let me just say, the thing about this... father-daughter couple in Mobile, Alabama. Every time this happens, you suppose the South just sort of... Yeah, the South has got to be so tired of people in the same family having sex. I mean, it's got to be one of those things they just desperately want to quit happening. It's like every time polygamists get busted in Utah, you know, and they just wishing they... Like every time the freaking Nazi guys march in Skokie, Illinois, or in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, or something. All we want is to be left alone so we can finish our lives together. I mean, are you... You can't possibly be allowed to, and you can't possibly be allowed to have children. I mean, the Ferdinandsons could also receive psychological treatment over the next 3 years, if it's deemed necessary. How could it not be deemed necessary? In what possible universe is it not deemed necessary that a father-daughter, you know, couple, So as an upshot of this story about this Hickwatch story about the incest couple, Sarah's now desperately trying to find... We have this feature on the Rick Emerson Show. We haven't done it in a while. We got to get some more submissions for it. We have this feature called It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard that we do occasionally when somebody... Our friend Siegfried hooked us up with apparently some more retarded singing groups. Literally retarded. But we haven't had a chance to play them yet. But a while back we had this song... The song called Survivor, and it was some anthem, some country anthem about surviving child abuse. And it had the greatest line, something about losing your innocence between daddy's cold, cold sheets. And for reasons that I prefer not to delve into, it really just struck a chord with Sarah, and she thought it was the greatest thing she'd ever heard. So we'll try to track it down later, you know what I'm talking about. All right, in any event, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Later on, we have today's top five songs about a specific body part in honor of Janet Jackson. We have this story, it's the very worst way to die, and we're going to have Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero. By the way, if you are able to hook us up with if you can track down the Between Daddy's Cold, Cold Sheet songs before we can, we'll put a bounty on it. If we can't find it. We have tickets to the auto show.
Yeah, not just tickets, but press passes. I think they get you everywhere you'd want to go.
Excellent. So they're everywhere you want to be. We actually have press passes to this weekend's auto show, courtesy of Brad the Car Guy, Brad at Page One. So, if you're able to track down and give us the hookup for the song, I believe the song is called Survivor. I may be wrong about that. But it's by the guy who wrote Dear Mr. Jesus. And it's this really hilarious song about child abuse. So if you can track that down for
take
us,
that
we'll...
Back.
No,
it's
completely true, though. It's a completely true statement. So we'll swing you some press passes to the auto show, because Rick Emerson cares about the children. And so forth. Anyway, so we'll get to all that. We'll start rolling it here in just a few. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. This is from a different errand. This is not Aaron Geek in the City, nor is it. We have all these errands to keep track of. This is a completely separate errand. And he says, Rick, just one look at Janet Jackson tells you that she's the type of girl you knew was going to do this eventually. Didn't she do a whole album about bondage a year or so ago? No, it was a long time ago. It was like 95, 96. She did that Velvet Rope. She's had that whole girl who desperately wants to go bad look about her for a long, long time. And you can totally spot that on girls, you know? I don't care what anybody says, man. You can spot that a mile away. Some girls just desperately dying to go bad. Girls that try... There's two types of girls, and we've talked about this before. There's good girls who try to cover it up by acting bad, but it's never really convincing. And then there's bad girls who try to act good, but it's like John Bender says about, you know, fat people who were once thin but became fat. And if you look, you can kind of see that thin person trying to get out. You know, there's all kinds of bad girls, and they try to act good. It's like trashy girls that try to, you know, they try to glam up a little bit. But you can always just see the trashy girl lurking inside. You can always just see the trash. Like, Brittany Murphy is one of those girls. You know what I mean? I don't care what Brittany Murphy. She played Eminem's love interest in 8 Mile, and she was in Just Married with Ashton Kutcher, and she's the voice of Luann Hill, which, not surprisingly, is, I think, her most true-to-life role.
No, Luann Hill's hot.
Luann Hill's...
I like Luann Hill.
Clyde's lust for a cartoon character notwithstanding.
I do. I mean, every time I watch it, I just think, gosh, trash chick, I'd love her.
I'm just saying, no matter how much Brittany Murphy tries to cover that up, there's girls that you know are just trashy to the core. Nev Campbell is one of those girls. Nev Campbell is just dirt trashy inside, which I don't mean as a pejorative. That's a thing that we like here in the Rick Emerson Show, but you can spot it, man. All right, it's 503-250 to Eddie in Portland. This is Tim Riley in the KFTK Newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Maria Shriver has quit her job at NBC News. It would be too hard to juggle a journalism career with being the First Lady of California. She also said her journalistic integrity would be constantly scrutinized as the governor's wife. Mary Mantle, recovering from a bout with chest pains, the 57-year-old was taken to a Palm Springs hospital because of his condition. Mantle being tested and treated for an irregular heartbeat. He was in a show for a musical called Harmony. They're trying to get back the rights of the show. Apparently there's some big legal deal involved there, and that contributed to his condition. From Massachusetts comes word a 35-year-old Pakistani man has taken his own life in a public and gruesome way. It's not officially confirmed by police, but reports suggest that the victim was decapitated after he used the force of his vehicle in a bizarre strangling suicide. Here's how to do it. Man tied a nylon rope to his neck and also to a pole on Prospect Street in Fall River, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Once inside the car, he may have either stepped on the accelerator or let the car roll down the hill. The car traveled about 30 feet, colliding with a parked vehicle and pushed it onto a curb before finally coming to a start. They did confirm that the man's head was separated from his body and lay on the ground outside the auto. Police and medical personnel responded to the incident.
Well done. You got to give it up for a guy who's willing to take the extra step there. Killing, he's not just at home cutting vertically. It's a guy who's willing to go the extra mile and removing his head from his body for all to see in a public square. The Rick Emerson Show salutes you.
Next news, when it happens, I'm Tim Riley.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. All this stuff to get. I do have to. Well, it's past the lunch hour, right? I can read this. I can read this story about the worst way to die. I'm going to tell you this. Here's what we're going to do. And we're going to do it in the following order. I'm going to read you this story about the worst way to die, and then I'm going to tell you about the best television news you are going to hear all year. All right. That's what we're going to do. That's called a tease here in the broadcasting industry. I'm going to read you this story, The Worst Way to Die. See, it's a worst best to see how that's... It's called the science of audience attention. See, it's how it's a contrast. One is related to the other, but they're opposites. So this is going to be the worst way to die, followed by the best television news you're going to hear all year. This is from our favorite newspaper, by the way, the Dagblad and Hörngeblad in Denmark. The headline reads thusly: Man skinned alive in slaughterhouse. A 27-year-old custodian. It gets better. A 27-year-old custodian was sucked into a large machine used to skin hogs at a Danish slaughterhouse. The 27-year-old was cleaning the machines at the Danish Crown Slaughterhouse in Selby when he was caught by one of the rollers and wait for it, and mowed into one of the so-called de-skinning machines. According to the paper Dagblad Extra, apparently there's numerous competing Dagblad newspapers, he was pulled through the massive machine several times before a... That's got to be the part that really sucks. Before a colleague heard quote a strange noise and met the like what was the noise? I'm being de-skinned. That was the noise. Heard the noise and managed to turn off the machines. Wait for it. He was seriously injured. And amazingly not killed, though, which is strange because you figure you go through a de-skinning machine the first time. It's like you've only got so much skin before they're deboning you. I mean, it's like at a certain point the machine isn't...
Like, how many times can you peel a banana before it becomes a bone, right?
At a certain point, it's no longer de-skinning you, it's just de-lifing you. He was immediately taken to the hospital. He's been seriously injured, said Otto Jystrup in Aalborg. There's a lot to patch together. The machine, quote, resembles a car wash where brushes move back and forth over the surface while rotating, but instead of soft brushes, consists of hard metal plates with strong bristles that scrape the skin off of pigs.
The man has been through a human cheese grater. He needs to be patched just a tad.
The 27-year-old has a cranium fracture, pelvis fracture, is missing all his skin, and has, quote, numerous large wounds, end quote. The story is great on several levels. A, because it comes from the Dagblad, and also because of the phrase, pulled through the massive machine a couple of times before his before a colleague heard, quote, a strange noise, end quote. You know, and you got to wonder what's going through the guy's mind when he's, okay, because there you are, you're just shoving pigs into the de-skinning machine. If they're shoving pigs, and then the next thing you know, there's your pant, like, whoa, right into the, you know, and then the first time, you know, he goes to the de-skinning machine and gets kicked out, and then he's got to think, well, that sucked, but at least it's over, and now I can, you know, it's right back through the second time. You got to wonder if he went through several times, you know, each time he's like, well, okay, at least it's over now, and I won't have to go through, you know, it's right back in. That's just concentric circles of hell right there. That's a story where you don't think your day... Every time something happens in that machine, you think that it's as bad as your day can possibly get. And yet, not so much. All right, there you go. We'll post it on the website later because Rick Emerson cares about you. Having told you the worst way to die, I'm now going to give you a cleansing sorbet to take it off the palate of your brain by telling you about the best television news you were going to hear all week. And this is something I discovered this quite by accident yesterday. I didn't even know this was the case. But I was on the TiVo. And the TiVo has, you know, the on-screen TV guide so you can scroll forward and see what's on in the next few weeks or whatever. My friends, guess what is returning to television this Friday night?
90210?
No. What? What television show?
My So-Called Life?
What television show that was taken away from us a few years back?
Smart.
Now, I'm telling you, these are not new episodes, to the best of my knowledge. This is just, they are rerunning. It's a marathon. They were running a marathon. They're running a marathon. I'm going to make you guess.
Wait, are any of our guesses correct yet?
It's coming.
Square.
Hold on.
I'll square pegs the reunion.
Stop. It's a marathon of a fantastic, groundbreaking, amazing television show that was then taken away from us a few years ago that is not, to my knowledge, been on television anywhere in that time. It is now returning. It will be back on television this Friday. Any guess, Sarah? You said 90210. That is incorrect.
My So-Called Life.
It is not My So-Called Life. My So-Called Life is actually airing on the Fox Family Channel, I believe.
Circus of the Stars.
Almost
anything goes.
Nor is it Automan.
Lawrence Welk, the reunion tour.
Nor is it Manimal. No, it's not any of those. No, we'll see if anybody can.
Who's that Aqua guy? Who's that guy that plays the Aqua guy?
Mantis.
No, the man from Atlantis.
Oh, with Patrick Duffy.
Yeah,
it's not man from it. It's not man from Atlantis. We'll see if anybody can nail it here. I'll just go ahead and get these as they come in. Rick Emerson, sure, you're in Hot Talk Tonight, KHK. Do you know what it is?
Sports Night.
It is not Sports Night, although Sports Night is airing on Comedy Central. Sports Night airs in Comedy Central, I believe, four or five times a week. It's like at 2 a.m. All right. Yeah, good one. Rick Emerson, sure, do you know what it is?
Hey, is it Futurama?
It is not Futurama, but Futurama. How lame am I that I know when all these shows are? Futurama airs... Care. Futurama airs weeknights on Comedy Central at 11 p.m.
It's at
11 p.m., I believe. It's right before Family Guy. That's an unfairly canceled show that is back. Rick Emerson Show, do you know what it is?
I'm guessing Action.
It is not Action. Action, an unfairly canceled show starring Jay Moore as an unscrupulous Hollywood agent. That is not airing anywhere, and it's also not out on DVD, which is one of the great colossal unfairnesses of our time. Action is one of the greatest television programs ever to be canceled after one season. Just a fantastic show. All right. Rick Emerson Show, do you know what it is?
Yeah, Dark Angel.
Dark Angel with Jessica Alba. It is also not Dark Angel with Jessica Alba.
Okay.
Although, let's give it up for her enormous Denise Richards-style gravity-defying breasts.
Can we see them like Janet Jackson's?
Can you just talk about, let's just talk for a minute about Jessica Alba, who is hot beyond all reasoning. Jessica Alba is hot like that Estrella Warren chick. You know what I'm talking about? The chick from Planet of the Apes, who is so hot that it's like, she's like Charlize Theron hot. She's so hot she almost doesn't even seem to really exist in this universe. You know what I mean?
She's so hot she's nuclear hot.
Let's see, Rick Emerson Show, do you know what it is?
Freaks and Geeks.
It is not Freaks and Geeks, a show from a show from Paul Figg and Judd Apatow that will be coming out on DVD within the next 6 months, though.
Excellent.
You want to be watching for that. I'm not a nerd. I'm just knowledgeable. There's things I have knowledge of. There's things I know.
I think I know it, but I'm not going to say it because I want the callers to guess it.
Rick Emerson Show, do you know what it is?
Oliver Bean.
It is not Oliver Bean, but that's a good guess. Rick Emerson Show, do you know what it is?
I'm going to go with Sid and Marty Krofft's Electra Woman and Dyna Girl.
Yes! Yes, that's what it is. Oh,
but
yeah.
It's not that. No?
What the hell was that about? Where did you get that from?
I just love that. Deidre Hall, man.
We all love Deidre Hall.
We love Deidre Hall. Electra Woman and Dyna Girl, Deidre Hall.
I'm with that, but it's not that. Although it should be noted that they have put out I believe they put out H.R. Puffin Stuff, the entire collection on DVD this month. I believe it's now in stores.
Call me when Lidsville is on.
When are you looking for that? It is not Electra Woman and Dyna Girl. Although you get huge points for an obscure pop culture reference. Electra Woman and Dyna Girl is one of those shows that everybody seems to know about, but very few people actually saw. It's one of those, it's like Woodstock, you know? It's one of those things that everybody knows about, but very few people that talk about it actually saw it. Rick Emerson Show, do you know what it is?
Mr. Ed.
Okay, now you're just being wacky. All right.
Oh, Wilbur.
Rick Emerson Show, you're on Hot Talk Tonight, KFTK. Do you know what show that's been absent from television for a few years and has not been seen since then is coming back?
I think it's Andy Richter.
Andy Richter Controls the Universe is not the correct answer.
That was my guess.
But how unfair is it that show is gone?
No kidding.
I mean, you talk about a fantastic show where Fox Television just colossally shot themselves in the foot by getting rid of that.
I loved that show.
No. Okay, here's the show I'm talking about ran for a few years. It didn't run for as long as you think it did. When I tell you the name of the show, if somebody guesses it, you hear the name of the show, you're going to think that it ran forever, and it really didn't. It only ran for a few years, and then it went off the air, and to my knowledge, has not shown anywhere since that time. A colossal, groundbreaking show that was much beloved and known to everyone. Huge impact on pop culture. Rick Emerson Show, do you have any idea what it is?
Yes, it's My So-Called Friends.
My so-called friends control the universe. Rick Emerson Show, do you have any idea what it is?
$6 Million Man.
See, people have just gone wacky now. The $6 Million Man is a fantastic show, but it was, was he ever married to the bionic woman, or were they just like an item?
I don't know, she had a problem with her hearing.
Just having bionic sex. I had a $6 Million Man lunchbox, big schematic diagram right on the side, showed you how his eye worked. No, we've got nothing. Rick Emerson Show, do you know what it is?
Yeah, is it Space Coast Coast to Coast?
It is not Space Coast Coast to Coast, but that is a good guess. That's a show that had a gigantic cult following that not enough people know about. It's a show that never got the colossal respect that it really deserved. All right, we'll take a couple more guesses here, see if we can get it. All right, it's coming back to television this Friday in a marathon rerun session. Do you know what it is?
Hey, Rick, it's Rob, House of Rick.
Hey, what are you...
It's Alf. It's got to be Alf.
No, it's not Alf, but they are reviving Alf, the television show. They are giving Alf his own talk show.
No way, Comedy Central?
I don't know if it's going to be in Comedy Central or not, but I know that Paul Fusco, who is the creator of Alf and also the voice of Alf, is in serious negotiations to give Alf his own late-night talk show, which seems like an inevitability anyway. That does seem like one of those things that should have happened a long time ago.
All right, well, good luck then.
All right, excellent. Rick Emerson Show, do you know what show is coming back in a marathon session this Friday night?
We can hope it's SCTV.
It is not Second City Television.
Oh, darn.
It is also not Sports Night, sir. Rick Emerson Show, do you know what it is?
Undeclared.
Nah, Undeclared. Undeclared, which was the follow-up to Freaks and Geeks from Judd Apatow, which didn't even last like a whole season. That was gone after like 3 episodes, but it is not Undeclared. We'll do this break. We'll announce it when we come back. You stay there. We'll tell you what it is on the other side here. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. Back after this. Spider-Man.
Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Listen to this. Listen to this. Rick, do you have a photo of the skinned man? I must see it. Why would you even say that? I don't care who you are. You don't really need to see it. Here's Clive at the traffic.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or at toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. And I found this quite by accident, by the way. I didn't even know that it was... Here's how lame I am before we get back to the phones. I'll tell you what it is here in just a second. Because I've been saying for the longest time, I mean, I know that there's... I mean, there's TV Land, you know. There's TV Land is a perfect example of something like this, where it's just... It's an entire network made of the detritus of canceled shows, you know. And sometimes these are shows that were canceled after a long time. Usually that's the case. Or, you know, canceled after some sort of a healthy run. Sometimes, you know, occasionally you'll get a show like... I know there's that Trio Network, which I don't even get. How unfair is that? I don't even get the Trio Network, which is where... Trio has that show that's, you know, what's that series? Brilliant, but canceled? Or whatever. You know, and so, but TV Land has sort of made just a whole cottage industry out of this. It shows that people are longing to see again. I had this whole scheme planned here, too, where I was going to, we were going to come back and then dramatically, with a flourish, I was going to unveil the theme song. I wonder if I should wait. What if I should wait until I've got the theme song, and then I can just let you feel the, I can let you feel the same flood of excitement that I felt when I saw it on the upcoming TV Guide listings. What do you think? Do I announce it now in a less than grand style?
I'd say take a few more guesses. Maybe one of the callers is right.
Yeah, I mean,
take a few more guesses. We'll do the thing, and then I'll come back with the theme song, so everybody can realize what it is all at once. But then there's that whole risk if someone gets it, if someone knows what it is, then it's just that I've been hoisted by my own petard. Well, I guess that I'm no worse off than I am now. All right. Well, we'll go. So this, and I saw this last night. It's a show that I'm always looking for the comeback of, right? Just before we go to the phone, I'll tell you, it's a show that I am always looking to watch. I'm always wanting the show to come back. And so every so often, as I'm, you know, because the TiVo's got the thing where you can search by genre or by name or whatever. And every so often, I'll just type in the name of the show on the TiVo to see if it's coming up. And, you know, I've been doing it for 3 years and nothing. Nothing. Nada. Zilch. Zero. Bupkis is what I've gotten. And last night, I typed in the name of the show, and it said, there are 39 episodes of this show this week. We'll try, hi, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Do you know what it is?
How about Starsky and Hutch?
It is not Starsky and Hutch, but that's kind of surprising. Wait, hold on, did that Starsky and Hutch movie already come out, or am
it's
I coming
No, out? No, but it's fixing to pretty quick with the two guys from Zoolander.
You know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of I Spy. That's what I'm thinking of. It came out, another great show that was raped.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
well, they had old Huggy Bear, too, from Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, is that
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg is Huggy Bear, which is perfect. Yeah, how perfect is that? Snoop Dogg as Huggy Bear is like Pierce Brosnan as Bond. It was inevitable. It was so. The only question is what took them so long. You know what I mean?
No. I haven't seen any reruns of that either.
Yeah, no. It's fantastic. All right, let's get the. Hi, you're on Hot Talk tonight, KOTK. Do you know what it is?
I think it's Firefly.
Firefly, Joss Whedon's follow-up to Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel, which was sort of like a cowboy opera set in space, not unlike Star Wars, A New Hope. Firefly didn't even last the whole season, did it? Did it even last one season before it was gone?
Not quite, but I heard they were going to make a movie about it, and I figured they might hype it up by rerunning some episodes.
To the best of my knowledge, Firefly is not coming back, although it is, I believe, now out on DVD. I believe the entire season is out on DVD, and you're right, they are going to be making a Firefly movie. That's sort of the word, so you want to be listening for that. That is not, however, the one I'm talking about. We'll do a couple more here. Let's see. Rick Emerson Show, hi. Do you know what it is?
It would be Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No, you're... Well, that is coming back, but that's a thing
what?
No one... It's a thing no one cares about. That's not coming back this weekend, is it? Is it coming back this week?
Yeah.
No, no. Really?
I think so. It's or like in 2 weeks or something.
It's a mark of how little I care about Regis Philbin and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire that I can't even tell.
Yeah.
No, no, no. All right. It's not the one we're talking about. All right. Are we able to do it? All right. I'll tell you what. We'll do this, and we'll come back. We'll tell you what it is. 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Stay there. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080, KOTK.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, Lewis has this.
We have
the traffic.
You got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. And my computer's just crashed at the most inopportune moment on earth.
You're talking about the my computer and your computer that were joined at the hip?
Computer? Well, this computer here just was doing that thing. I had the theme already. Preparing the theme, getting ready to play it. My computer just now bit the... Here's a phrase I never need to hear again. Windows was not properly shut down. One or more of your disk drives may have errors on it. Press any key to run scan disk. You know, I swear to God, someday, you know, when there's a revolution against this country and the people of Microsoft are some of the first against the wall, as their bleeding, broken bodies are lying there in a state of advanced disrepair, I'm going to casually inform Bill Gates that one or more of his internal organs may have errors and that he should just run scan disk to try to fix himself.
Hmm.
All right. So we'll go ahead and announce it here in the less dramatic fashion to which we are now enslaved. I will say, however, that it's a fantastic day for all humanity. This is, and it actually it's on. I have the satellite, so I don't know what you all get. I don't know what do you all get channel wise from one place to another. I know that there's the regular cable, and then there's the digital cable, and there's the expanded cable, and the expanded basic cable, and the basic cable, and the satellite cable, and the you know, whatever, mentholated cable, there's all kinds of different channels. I will say, however, coming this Friday at 7 p.m. in one marathon 9-hour session, MTV2 will be playing a non-stop marathon of Beavis and Butthead, the original series. I'm not talking about Beavis and Butthead to America. I'm not talking about... I'm not talking about the new episodes, I'm Ren and Stimpy style. I'm talking about the classic Beavis and Butthead installments from the early 90s that you and I love, that we treasure, that we cherish, that we remember. Things that made it a sunnier moment on this planet. Things that made our lives brighter for just a few short months. Because you know this thing? Beavis and Butthead didn't run for all that long. People think that it ran forever, and it ran for a couple of years, and that was it, man. It was a few seasons, and then it was gone.
Like,
now,
that's cool.
The question is whether or not they're going to be doing, you know, the episodes the way they were originally intended, whether they're going to be edited, because you know at a certain point in this fading republic we reached some nexus where we were no longer able to deal with the notion of 10-year-old boys talking about fire. There was a time when all of Beavis's fire references were removed. There was a time when they went and they hacked the episodes up into tiny little Beavis bits and removed all sorts of things which are thought to be objectionable Jackass style. But this Friday, and this is the first time they have aired anywhere since that show went off the air in the 90s. This Friday, they will be airing 9 hours, 9 solid hours of Beavis and Butthead. Now, as a proud owner of the Beavis and Butthead Time Life DVD set, I can tell you this, that the thing missing from the DVD set is, of course, all the video commentary, which is the whole selling point of the show, where Beavis and Butthead are sitting on the couch watching television, right? That's the selling point of the show. That's the linchpin. That's what made the show brilliant. You know, it wasn't just the fact that it was animated morons getting into trouble and setting things on fire and having, you know, problems with their wiener. I mean, of course, there's, you know, there's something to be said for that. It was the fact that Beavis and Butthead were two gigantic metalhead idiots who just sat on the sofa watching white zombie videos all day long. It was brilliant. And the brilliance of Beavis and Butthead is predicated on one thing. The Beavis and Butthead brilliance is predicated on the fact that there's no depth to them, that they're just dumb. That's the great thing about it, see? Because there's certain television shows where they try to have layers, characters try to have depth, they try to have growth, there's texture, there's a hidden meaning, there's subtlety to them, there's facets, and these are all good things. But occasionally you want to see something that's just stupid. Occasionally you want to wallow in something that is exactly what it appears to be. Something that is just retarded and moronic. And Beavis and Butthead did that in spades. They did it better than anybody before or since. It was an apex, a pinnacle, an apogee. It was an apotheosis of American pop culture television. And this Friday, it returns. So if you have MTV2, you got to be watching it. If not, you just go find somebody that does. You know? Because if you got the digital cable, you got it. And if you get the extended whatever cable, I know they include that too. If you got the satellite, of course, you got it. So if you do not own MTV2, as they always say, you can call your cable operator for details. Or you can just go leech off some guy that has it, man. That's a show who's come back as far. I mean, and I'm telling you, and I'm predicting it right now, within 2 years, they'll crank out some new episodes of that. This is what they call a test balloon. They are testing the waters for this sort of thing. And if the Beavis and Butthead Marathon they're doing this Friday gets sufficient ratings, they will bring that show back in a new form. I'm telling you, you mark my words, you heard it here first. You can say that Rick Emerson, you know, told me all about that. You know what I mean? It's good news. Who's this? Hey, you're on Hot Talk Connecticut, KTK.
Hey, what's going on, Rick?
What do you got, man?
Hey, actually, yeah, I called in and was going to guess that Beavis and Butthead. That's where I got all my claim with Fire Thirst from.
Well, yeah, I mean, Beavis and Butthead, here's the great thing about it. And we had a whole huge segment there of people talking about. I mean, I think it's far past time that they created one or two networks that are just devoted to these, you know, to these shows.
Oh, absolutely.
Shows that were good, that ran for a season, ran for, you know, maybe two. They were cult shows. They were shows that, you know, some people watch, but not enough to justify them, you know, existing on a major network. Because here's the thing, you know, back 5-10 years ago, there was only three networks, right? There, you know, there was CBS, ABC, NBC, and I guess there was Fox. And if your show didn't pull like a 30 share there just wasn't enough audience to justify continuing having you on the air.
Right.
But now, with cable, with 500 channels of satellite, you get shows that target very minuscule niches of the viewing audience. And so it is now time to have a television network that brings back all of those shows. It's time to have a television network for Freaks and Geeks. Time to have a television network for Firefly, for Automan, for Beavis and Butthead, for, you know, My So-Called Life. Did anybody remember that show, The Job, with Dennis Leary? That was
sure.
A fantastic show. It lasted less than one season. That's a show that Andy Richter controls the universe. Right there. Andy Richter controls the universe. That show, in and of itself, justifies the existence of such a network. So there you go. So I hope you're not all. Hope you may be disappointed. You may have been clinging to some hope that it was going to be, you know, whatever. That it was going to be like a Three's a Crowd, you know, reunion or something. Three's a Crowd, the little known follow up to Three's a Company, where Jack and that girl moved in the bistro, and the dad was the landlord who ran the building. It's just a thing. Anyway, so you may be disappointed. I hope you're not. But that's coming up this Friday, so you want to be watching for that. So. All right. Okay. All right. See, we have no time to do the Jolie thing here. I will tell you that when we come back around the corner, we get all this stuff we're going to get to. When we come back around the corner, we're going to talk. We're going to talk to Jolie and do another exciting installment of How Chicks Think. I will tell you what the question is, though. I know that Jolie has something she wants to ask us. Jolie has some questions she wants to run by us, and I'm not exactly sure what it is. I will, however, tell you what we want to ask her. We have this woman whose name I will not use on the air just yet. But we had this woman who's heard us going on and on and on, low these many weeks, about the porn and cable porn. And, you know, that's if you don't have satellite, for no other reason than the cable porn, you've got to get satellite, man. Because at night, it's just like, man, it's like hot and cold running pornography at night. You go to Cinemax or Showtime anytime past 9 p.m. in your time zone. Let me just give you a little sampling of the shows that were on last night. Now, obviously, I didn't sit and watch all these shows. There's just not enough ointment in the world for that. But I was watching scanning through the TV guide last night when I made the stunning hit. Because the thing about Beavis and Butthead is every so often, like once a month, I would just sit down with the TiVo on-screen TV guide, and I would punch in Beavis and Butthead to see if it was coming up, and it always brought me back nothing. And then last night, you know what it is? It's like checking your voicemail, waiting for that long-forgotten girlfriend to call, you know? and then she's never there, and then the first day you don't expect her to call, she does, you know, because they kind of know how to do that. So it was with Beavis and Butthead. But as I'm scrolling through the on-screen TV guide last night, the following shows are on. Deviant Vixens, Illicit Obsession, Sexual Desires 2, and one called Virtual Sex 3, which is something that takes place in Vegas, and there's a headset where some chicks will do you in a shower or something. So there's just, I mean, there's just a hot and cold running smut all night long. So we got this woman. We have this woman who wants to come on and do porn reviews for us. She's not a porn star, but to the best of my knowledge. She's not a woman who makes porn. She's just a woman in the audience who digs it. And she wants to come on and do porn reviews for us on the Rick Emerson show.
She's like your porn czar.
Yeah. So, well, I know. So we'll talk to Jolie about the relationship of women and porn here in a short while when we come back. That, plus News at Ground Zero, plus today's top five songs about a female body part, or about a body part in general, in honor of Janet Jackson. You stay there. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Don't go anywhere. We're back after this.
The following conversation is real. It took place on March 28, 2002, between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber who was involved in an accident.
OnStar emergency, this is Timothy. There's an emergency in your vehicle.
My anus is bleeding.
Okay, right now I have you on Interstate 84.
My anus is bleeding.
Okay, give me one moment. I'll contact police and send them out to your location.
Middlebury Police and Fire Dispatch.
Yes, my name is Timothy. I'm from OnStar. I'd like to report a vehicle crash on Interstate 84.
Anything can happen on the road, and when it does, it's nice to know there's OnStar. 24 hours a day, a live advisor can help you with virtually any situation. OnStar is available on many different cars and trucks. Visit your dealer today or log on to OnStar.com to learn more. OnStar, always there, always ready.
The state police have it, and we'll have the fire department responding, too. Thank you, sir. Thank you, OnStar.